Today's class will be given by His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji on Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 4.8.12 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you are there on the call?
Yes, Mataji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you, Prabhuji, for giving your association and valuable time. And we are very fortunate to have you in this call. You can please take over, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
So we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 8. Chapter entitled, Dhruva Maharaj Leaves Home for the Forest. And verse number 12. And we'll try, we'll see with how much we can proceed after 12. So I'll just recite the verse and then read translation and purport and then do Mangalacharan. We'll start our discussion.
Balo ase batanatmanam anyastri garbasambritam nunam veda bhavam yatya durlabhe arthe manorathaha.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear child, you are unaware that you were born not of my womb but of another woman. Therefore, you should know that your attempt is doomed to failure. You are trying to fulfill a desire which is impossible to fulfill. Purport. The small child Dhruva Maharaj was naturally affectionate toward his father, and he did not know that there was a distinction between his two mothers. The distinction was pointed out by Queen Suruchi and was informed him that since he was a child, he did not understand the distinction between two queens. This is another statement of Queen Suruchi's pride.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandiham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakavalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sadrajatam Sahagana Raghunathamitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam, Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lita, Shri Vishakhamitam Cha.
Namaham Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta, Swami Niti Namini. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Pashyata Deshatarine. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prima Vridayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriya Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyesya Kripa Sindhu Bhyemacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this chapter starts with a further description of Swayambhuva Manu's descendants and his two sons, Uttanapad and Priyavrat Maharaj. The Priyavrat Maharaj will be discussed in fifth canto, and he had three daughters also. So in this chapter onwards, we will know about Swayambhuva Manu's son, Uttanapad. King Uttanapad had two wives, Suruchi and Suniti. Suruchi was more dear to king. King would you know, take care of Suruchi as the queen, and Sumiti, the other wife, was like a maid servant. And Suruchi had a son named Uttam, and Suniti had a son named Dhruva. This is the same Uttam who was killed by Yaksha. And Dhruva, when he was king, just to retaliate killing of his brother, he killed tens and thousands of Yakshas. So here, King Uttanapad is sitting on his throne and Suruchi is nearby. So Uttanapad is playing with his son, Suruchi's son Uttam, on keeping him on his lap. Seeing that my brother, he does not understand stepbrother or cousin or what. He just sees a brother with the same father. Seeing that the brother is happily and joyfully playing on the lap of father, Dhruva also desires to climb on the lap of father. We have seen this tendency in children. If there are two children of equal age and almost equal, and father or mother will lift one, the other also wants to come to that place. He does not want to be left behind, not only maybe in a competitive way, but like he also wants that affection and warmth from mother or father or relative or grandfather, whoever it may be. So Dhruva was trying to, get on to the lap of his father, Uttanapad. And his father was like a henpecked husband for Suruchi. So he knew that Suruchi will not be happy if I will encourage Dhruva, because he is a stepson to Suruchi. When Dhruva was trying to climb the lap of father, he did not encourage. On the other side, Suruchi, she spoke in the previous verse. She said, "My dear child, you do not deserve to sit on the throne or the lap of the king." Lap of the king is nothing but the throne. King is sitting on the throne and son is sitting on the lap. When king is old, son will sit on the throne. So she is talking from that way. She is not, she is so mean that she is not able to understand that such a small child. But she is thinking from the perspective in future he may become the king. And this we have seen wherever you go, in Mahabharata, in Ramayana, in Bhagavatam again and again, in different scriptures, all this competition and all that. Pandu's wife, Kunti, now Gandhari became pregnant before Kunti. And you all know that Pandu was in the forest. And then Dhritarashtra, who was handicapped, still taking care of the kingdom. So ideally, because Pandu left on his own, Pandu's son should get the kingdom, which is Yudhishthir. So Gandhari became pregnant thinking that, oh, my son will become king, the new, he'll become the prince and he'll eventually become the king. So she became pregnant, and then Kunti was pregnant. But Kunti delivered the child first, and Yudhishthir was born. And Gandhari became so much upset, and in the fit of the anger, Gandhari just hit her womb with her own fist. She was so angry with the fact that how come Kunti delivered the child because he will become the king. So this again and again in Mahabharata so many times, even in Ramayana we know Kaikeyi. And again this has seen. So here Suruchi is showing the same mood. She's saying, because you did not take birth from my womb, you are not qualified to sit on your father's lap. Then further she says, my dear child, she's using the word child, Bala. You are unaware, you do not know, because you are a child, you are unaware of these things. You are unaware that you were born not of my womb but of another woman. What a small child will know whom, you know, in whose womb I was there before birth, who's my father, who's my mother. They just understand someone who's taking care of her, she's like mother. And mother says, he's your father, okay father, that's all. They do not know everything. Therefore, you should know that your attempt is doomed to failure. You are trying to fulfill a desire which is impossible to fulfill. A typical material disease. This common father, but two different mothers, and so two children are having different treatment, are getting different treatment. And I've seen this, you would have seen everyone, it happens. This is called very deep-rooted conditioning of a disease which Srila Prabhupada gives very wonderful name. Prabhupada says this is a skin disease. Prabhupada has a fantastic vocabulary. He says this is a skin disease connected to our consciousness is only skin connected. Two brothers, or say two sisters, you know, in their childhood they are like, you know, like two bodies and one soul. They love each other, they play with each other, they go around, they shop, everything. They both get married and they have children. And their children are, you know, playing, and in the play they may fight, small kids they fight. They don't think what will happen. And then the sisters, who are like two mothers, they start fighting. They get into the fight. So where is that affection which was there between two sisters? It's gone. So here, they're talking about, here Bhagavatam is teaching us there's one father, two mothers. Now we have a universal father, Krishna. But there are many mothers. Eventually one mother, whose appearance day we celebrated yesterday, Srimati Radharani, but in our material conditioning, okay, so many mothers. But father is one. Aham bija pradapitaha. That is clear. The seed-giving father is one. But see the amount of discrimination happening in the world among different species. That's why Bhagavad Gita says, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. One who is educated. What are the qualities of an educated person? Brahmane Gavi Hastini. Suniceva Shapaketa Panditaha Samadarsina. One who is educated, one who is intelligent, he will have some symptoms. If someone is rich, you can make out by the clothes he is wearing, you know, by his accessories, your wristwatch, by the vehicle he has, by the mobile he has, and one is poor. So there are qualities and there are, you know, things you can find out whether one is rich or poor or average. There are qualities. So one who is educated, intelligent, and another who is not educated, not intelligent, there are qualities. So Krishna says, Brahmane Gavi Hastini Suni Cheva Swapakecha. One who will be able to see a Brahmana, and most intelligent. Brahmana most intelligent. And cow. Cow is unintelligent. Cow is never considered intelligent.
Gokhara, he says, one who considers this body as everything, he's a Gokhara, he's a cow and an ass. Bhagavatam says. So cow is not very intelligent. An elephant is completely dumb animal. Tamogun, lot of ignorance in elephant. Suni Cheva, the dog eater and the dog. The dog and the dog eater. So a person who sees everyone equal, Samadarshina, he is Pandita. Because what he sees that soul has the same source, soul is just wearing different clothes. And the same super soul is situated in every one of the bodies, including the microbes. He sees that. So when we say we are intelligent and we are educated, we should be able to see that. If we are not able to see that, we are not educated. Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk, and when he was walking, he saw on the opposite side of the road, there was a tap, water tap, which was open. So water was getting wasted. So Prabhupada told his disciple, go and close the tap. So his disciple said, Prabhupada, this is not our water. This is not our tap. So Prabhupada said, everything belongs to Krishna. This water which is getting wasted is energy of Krishna. Do we have connection? He didn't say, that's what I am saying. Do we have connection to Krishna? Yes. If we have connection to Krishna, we should also have connection with the energy of Krishna. And everything in the creation, material or spiritual, is nothing but energy of Krishna. So we have a relationship with everyone and everything, whether living or non-living, chara charam, whether moving or not moving. This we will be able to see when we are Pandita, we become Pandit. And all the diseases which are deep start from there only. We envy someone. We compete with someone. All this because we see difference. If one person is going in a Mercedes and another person, he thinks that I am Mercedes. He becomes proud. I am a Mercedes. Another person is going in an auto rickshaw. So he thinks I am auto rickshaw. So this Mercedes person has to go and there is no space on the road, so he will tell the rickshaw. Prabhupada gives a wonderful example. He will say, rickshaw, move aside. As if he is Mercedes and the other person is rickshaw. It is skin disease. Too much connection with the body. Considering ourselves nothing but a lump of dead matter, which is body. So understanding this, we should also upgrade ourselves in terms of intelligence, in terms of education. And what is education? I was giving one session 2-3 days back. Someone in Bombay invited me for a session in one society, like 700 flats in that society. When I entered the main gate, what I found, there was like a diorama, small girl child, and many hands like capturing, the girl child. And it was written, there was a notice, betrayal, dhoka. Be careful, because a small kid, whether a girl or a boy, they get sexually abused by the close ones, by the relatives. So then I was giving session, and at some point we came to the point of education. And I said, this is the education of this modern world, that we are to protect small kids from our relatives only. This is the education we are giving. Is this really education? And that is a 50 years back, Prabhupada could see that. And he said, we are sending our children to school, but the schools and colleges are nothing but slaughterhouse. In Bhagavatam, one word comes as Atmaha. One who doesn't utilize this body, this human form of life, in Krishna consciousness, he's committing spiritual suicide. Similarly, by sending our kids to the schools, we are pushing them into the, in the fire, and letting them committing spiritual suicide, because they completely get contaminated. Wherever material education will increase, you will see four regulative principles will be broken there, left, right and center. Wherever material education will increase, crime will increase there. People will smoke, drink, get involved in illicit sexual activities, gambling. All this will increase. This is directly related to material education. So what is education? When we are talking about Vidya Vinaya Sampanya, education, we should be educated. Education in terms of Krishna consciousness. Education means Cheto Darpana Marjana. An educated person understands his identity, understands his relationship to the world. He understands his motive, what he wants to do. He has a plan, he has a goal. That is educated person. That's what we talk. So similarly, if you see, who knows his identity? Jivara Swarupa Hai Krishna Ra Nitya Das. Yes, Suruchi does not know her identity. Suruchi does not know the identity of Uttanappa. Suruchi does not know the identity of Uttama. And she does not know the identity of Suniti and Dhruva. She is considering herself queen, and Suniti as maid servant, bodily consciousness. So education means Cheto Darpana Marga. When you know who you are, nothing but eternal servant of Krishna. What is your relationship to Krishna? So we are servant. We are soul and we are eternal servant of Krishna. What is your relation to the world? Oh, everyone is servant of Krishna. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. Everyone is same soul. I am connected to everything. What is our connection with the non-living things? That is energy of Krishna. It is my father's property, so it is connected to me. That is education. And then we will become Pandita, Samadarshina. We will come out of this kind. So education means Eto Darpana Marjanam, clearing the consciousness. First point in education means, you see, today also, when the kids go to school, nowadays they take interview of parents also and kid also. They'll call the child. Child has to give some written exam, some oral exam, and parents also give interview. And the first thing is asked is, what is your name? What is your father's name? This is the first step of education. So if anyone asks us, what is your name? A name can be any name. Who am I? I am a soul. Who is my father? My father is Supreme Person of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. So there is the first stage of education. It's like in the material world, we see, this is the first thing. You write anything, any form you have to fill, first you have to write your name. Father's name, mother's name. address. So this is education, which unfortunately from this understand we how Suruchi was so much conditioned by this bodily consciousness. So she was distinguishing based on or discriminating based on the two mothers. Just because Dhruva did not take birth from the womb of Suruchi, he becomes unfortunate. He is not, he cannot sit on the father's lap. And what she says? Therefore, you should know that your attempt is doomed to failure. Such a small child. And what kind of woman she is talking, that you are doomed to failure. You are trying to fulfill a desire which is impossible. But then the next verse. We'll go to 13th also. I'll just read the translation. She says very interesting thing. She says this thing as a sarcasm, but it works for Dhruva. Translation. If you at all desire to rise to the throne of king, then you have to undergo severe austerities. So she's saying, my dear Dhruva, you cannot become king. But in case, let us assume, in case you want to become, you have a desire to become king, then what? You have to undergo severe austerities. Very nice point she is saying. And she is not saying go to Ganapati Puja. Hey, India, this Ganapati festival is going on, all of you know. Yeah, everyone is just... So, she is not saying go to Ganesh, go to Durga, go to Shiva, go to Brahma. She is saying, first of all, you must satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. If you want to become king, go and get the permission or the sanction from Narayan. Satisfy him. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha bhajante mam guna sukriti na arjuna artho arthati jigyasu jnani jab aradarshava. Arthati, people will come who wants artha. So Dhruva was, right? He was distressed also, artho and arthati. So she saying, first of all, you must satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana, and then when you are favored by him, because of such worship, you shall have to take your next birth from my womb. Very crooked statement, but very interesting and helpful also. She is telling you shall have to take birth, next birth from my womb. That means she is saying go Dhruva and die. And then before death, you pray to Lord Narayan, you do severe austerities, if he is pleased with your worship, then you die and he will give you birth from my womb. And then you can become a king. Forget about the last part. But Dhruva understood, and even his real mother, Suniti, also will tell the same thing. That go, my dear Dhruva, my dear boy, go. The Kshatriya boy. Go and do austerities. Go and find Vishnu. So he asks his mother, where can I find Vishnu? So Suniti says, I do not know, but I have heard that sages go to forest to find Vishnu. Okay, I'll go to forest. Such a amazing lady. She's sending 5-year-old boy to forest. How much faith she would have had on Lord. No one of us will want to send our small 5-year-old child go and do some austerity. We don't even send to any place alone small child. What are we sending the child alone to the forest? And then you worship Lord Narayan. And here Suruchi is saying, when you are favored by him, That means without the favor of Narayan, you'll never achieve anything. Very amazing. Perfect statement. If you want to become the king, if you want to achieve something materially, forget spiritually, materially, you must please Lord Narayan. And only then you can do, achieve something. So we should learn this thing. And Krishna reconciles this statement. He confirms this statement in Bhagavad Gita. And many devotees in the past have gone to Krishna to materially land up becoming devotees. Like Dhruva. He became a pure devotee in 6 months. But he did such an austerity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Dhruva's actors. Dhruva's old boys. And there was one common quality which both of them exhibited to an amazing height. That is determination. Both were determined. Prahlad was attempted so many times to be killed by his father. He didn't budge. Dhruva had an amazing extreme determination. Similarly, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he used to go to Gadadhar Pandit, he used to hear Dhruva Katha and Prahlad Katha 100 times back to back. 100 times. Because he pleased the Lord, such a small, young age, 5 years old. Srila Prabhupada said, if any one of us can do austerities like Dhruva, we'll go back to Godhead this lifetime itself. So Dhruva pleased Krishna in 6 months because of his determination. We will not continue, we will just speak these two shlokas because then subject matter is changing a little bit. So we have to understand this. The disease of bodily consciousness, the bodily conception, and how do we get out of this. Now, all of your ISKCON devotees connected from quite some time, initiated, many are senior than me. But this disease has somehow, very unfortunate that it has entered ISKCON, bodily consciousness. Earlier it was that, I'm from India, I'm from China, I'm from America, I'm from North America, in North America I'm from Canada, I'm from East Coast, I'm from West Coast, all bodily conception. Even in one town, like Bombay, I'm from downtown, you are from suburb. Discrimination is there. Every stage, I'm engineer, you're a doctor. An engineer, I'm a computer engineer, and you are nothing but just a civil engineer. At every step in our life, what we see is discrimination. Every one of us do that. Everyone. And now, because we come with that baggage of conditioning, this discrimination has come and entered this such a wonderful pure society called ISKCON. Not only on the bodily consciousness, but on the level of Guru. I'm so and so Guru's disciple, you are this Guru's disciple. Oh, you are this Guru's disciple. And all over the world spreading. This is not called Guru Consciousness. Discrimination based on body is bodily consciousness. So discrimination or groupism made based on Guru does not mean Guru Consciousness. It is again a bodily consciousness. Rather it becomes offensive. Because we don't only offend sometimes the other devotee, we may offend the other Guru also. and then it will expand. It will reach to the deities. Suppose I am from Bombay and someone from Vrindavan. I will say, oh, Sri Sri Radha Rasbihari, so beautiful. Wow, Krishna Balram Shyam Sundar. We tend to offend the deities. So much offenses. Just now all of you read this 10 offenses. But we are committing offenses. Discriminating based on guru, discriminating based on temple, deities. This is the biggest danger for ISKCON right now. So to protect. Father is common Krishna. And founder Acharya is common Prabhupada. ISKCON as the Prabhupada family is a bigger family. Srila Rupa Goswami had a vision that there should be a society. Vaishnava, Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha. I explained, I think, on this forum why ISKCON name came. From Rupa, it has come from Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami said there will be a society, there should be a society in future where there will be many gurus staying together and all their disciples, different gurus' disciples staying together lovingly. That is the vision of Srila Rupa Goswami, and we are known as Rupanugas. We are followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. So being the follower of Srila Rupa Goswami, we all have to work together. It's tough. It is because we are so much conditioned. And from where this conditioning comes? It comes from false ego and envy. Every disease in this world has these two reasons, false ego and envy. Why false ego? Whatever I do, that is correct. If you are doing what I am doing, that means you are good. If you are not doing what I am doing, you are bad. So because I am initiated from so and so Swami, this Swami is best. And because you are initiated from other Swami, that Swami is okay. I am best, that is why my Guru is best. This is the consciousness. It will be other way around, because my Guru is best, I will one day become best serving His lotus feet. Because I am staying in this temple as a brahmachari, so these deities are best and they are most powerful and most merciful. And because you are a brahmachari but staying in a different temple, okay. Or even householders community. So this all is a big disease which is entered. ISKCON. And who can root it out? Every one of us together has to work. Every one of us. It's not as one man job. No single person can, because it has gone very deep. And it's a false ego, nothing else. Just false ego. And then we exhibit envy. And then we read these 10 holy name offenses. The first is what? To blaspheme a devotee who has dedicated his life. And when we become envious of devotee, we are inclined of blaspheming him. There's so many of them. And this will go to every level. This phone is best. Why? Because I have this phone. If you don't have this phone, okay. Your phone is not good. I mean, I'm just taking some petty examples. It can go to any level. But the most dangerous level is Guru. Because then you may offend other Guru. For dedicated his life from 50 years for the mission of Prabhupada, and you are speaking against him. To blaspheme a devotee who has dedicated his life for propagating the holy name of the Lord. In ISKCON, who becomes a guru? Has dedicated his life at least few decades. It's not that one new bhakta has joined and after few months he will be given the post of guru. Guru means one who has given at least few decades. So he dedicated his life. Few decades means he is dedicated. Such a very, very dangerous zone. And this is where devotees in ISKCON tend to commit offense. And the growth is hampered. There's no growth spiritually. And this will be restricted to individual, it may go to community. The entire community may not grow because the entire community may become offensive. Lord Nityananda, when he went to this place of, who was testing Ramchandra Khan, who tested Haridas Thakur by sending the prostitute, because he offended Haridas Thakur. And Nityananda came to his place. So this Ramchandra Khan was so puffed up that he gave Nityananda Prabhu a place to stay, which was cow shed. He told his minister, give this avdhut and his party to stay this cow shed. And when Nityananda went and he saw the cow shed, he started laughing like anything. Yeah, avdhut. And then they all left the place. And next day the entire village got burnt. Be very, very careful. Especially in this matter. It's like, you know, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. They have such a nice relationship. They have a friendly disposition. Lord Shiva knows he is my master eternal. And Lord Krishna is so affectionate to Lord Shiva. But they are followers, so-called followers, so-called devotees. Fight. Vaishnavas and Shaivites, they're fighting from like so many years. More than 1,000 years they're fighting with each other. Shiva and Krishna are not fighting. They only fought as a Leela. When Banasur's daughter Ulsha was married to Anirudh, so Krishna came and Shiva came to protect Banasura, and Krishna came to protect them. They started fighting. That's Leela. But reality, they don't fight. But they are so-called devotees are fighting. Similarly, two gurus a very good relationship. But their disciples, because of their own materialistic conditioning and false ego, they have conflicts. And this conflict may increase further. Without understanding that both these gurus are nothing but dedicated servants of Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. But not able to hear, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji. I think Prabhu got disconnected.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes.
So, when we we think we are superior. That is a conception of, there's a material conception of false ego. And we see, we all are different. Right now on the call, there are like 33 devotees. So all 33 of us are different souls, and everything of us will be different due to karma or whatever. We are different. We are individual. We are not Mayavadis. So obviously I will have some difference from all of you. But if I think, because all of you are different than me, I'm superior, that is false ego. And I prove my superiority through my false ego, and then you may become envious. So false ego and envy. So this discrimination, what is happening is based on false ego. Here what we see, Suruchi, false ego and envy against Suniti. So it is okay that we all are different. We go to Mayapur, we see Radha, Madhava and Ashta Sakhi. All the eight sides, they have different, even not only name, they have different nature, they have different dresses, they have different faces. It's not that all the Ashta Sakhis, they look alike. You see, everyone has a different feature. They look different. So in spiritual world also, everyone is different. Different mood. So we have to accept, okay, he is different, she is different, I am different. That's okay. We live together, we come together. If everyone will become same, life will be boring only. Now different does not mean that I am superior or I am inferior. Inferiority complex, then people go into depression and commit suicide. We are different. We are not saying we are inferior or superior. We are different. That's all. Someone may be very good at playing mridanga. Someone may be very good at, playing harmonium. That does not mean one is superior, one is, the harmonium player will say, see, when I play harmonium, the sound which comes is so sweet. Mridanga is also sweet. Mridanga is nothing but Krishna's flute incarnation. Krishna's flute became mridanga in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. So we may be different. We may have different temples. We may have different deities. We may have different gurus. They are different. That does not mean one is superior to other. There is a problem. The problem lies there. Many of you devotees are in different states, different countries. And different states, different countries have different temples, different deities. But Krishna is same. Prabhupada is sitting there same. But that does not mean this deity is more powerful than this. This is Krishna, same Krishna. Similarly, this guru is more powerful, this guru is less powerful. Same, they may be different, they may have different skill sets. They are different individuals. That does not mean one is superior. They both are humble and dedicated to the movement of Srila Prabhupada. So we should understand the difference does not mean and should not be taken to superior or inferior. That's what we have learned in material world. Everything we measure in terms of superiority and inferiority. But it should not be. That is educated person. Pandita Samadarsina does not mean that when a person sees a Brahmana and a cow, an elephant and a tiger at same level, that does not mean that when he will see the tiger, he will go and embrace. He has to discriminate because tiger will eat him up. That's the difference. He may see the cow, person may see the cow, go and pat the cow and feed something, But he'll not go and feed the tiger. That is different. So they see difference, but they don't discriminate. They see equality. They don't see. So we should not see. We can see different devotees, different individuals, but we should not come into the conception that they are different based on superiority or inferiority. You know, one person may take, one devotee may take 7 minutes to finish a round. Some one devotee may take 8 minutes. Someone may take 7.5. Someone may take 5 minutes, 6 minutes. That doesn't matter. One who is sincere, that's more important. And one who is not sincere, although he's trying, nah, that means he's sincere. He may not exhibit the result of sincerity, but his attempts are sincere. It's like I'm completely demoniac, which I am anyways, and I try to chant somehow, but I fall asleep because of my this karma or something. I fall asleep, and I fall asleep, again I try. And someone is just smoothly sitting and chanting 16 rounds. But both are sincerely attempting to please Krishna. What is the difference? That's why Krishna doesn't see the difference. You know the story of Hanuman and Squirrel from Ramayana. Krishna doesn't see that. Krishna sees who's sincere, who's not sincere. Who's putting how much of. And that only Krishna can judge. We judge devotees. Oh, he's not sincere. How do you know he's not sincere? Hari Paramatma? Do we know? What is his thought process? Do we know why he's not able to? Some devotee doesn't come for Mangalarti. Oh, he's a fallen soul. Who is not fallen in material world? How do you know why he has not come? We become judgmental. And this judgmental tendency is because of false ego and envy. Seeing difference is not a problem. Discrimination is a problem. Leads to offenses. Krishna doesn't appreciate. And that is why these things are counted in offenses. I think this is sufficient. I would request all devotees to please bless me so I can become non-judgmental and get out of this offensive tendency. Thank you very much. If any comment or question, anyone has this.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai, Guru Maharaj ki Jai. Prabhuji, at the beginning of the class you said Prabhupada used to say like these schools are like slaughterhouses. But still, Prabhuji, we need to send our kids to the school. And nowadays there is a big problem like in among teenagers. They are so much addicted to the gadgets. So I think all devotees are suffering from this, Prabhuji. I don't know. But at least I see around me, like same age kids and every parents they are having the same problem. So what to do about that, Prabhuji?
So. I have heard in India things are still picking up in terms of homeschooling, but America is very good at homeschooling. We have so many devotees. We have this devotee Radhika Raman Prabhu and his brother Gopal Hari Prabhu, exemplary. They both were, you know, homeschooled. What's the problem? Homeschooling. I mean, if I will come and, you know, it's not that because I'm a brahmachari. So I spoke with even one devotee. I spoke with him in Bhagavatam class. I asked him the question. He said even in India, we have so many devotees. All devotees come together. Some devotees come together, form a committee, make a school. ISKCON is not a small society. It's not a small society. In Bombay itself, we may have more than like, you know, like 10,000 devotees, more than that. 10,000 devotees means 10 schools easily can be opened. We are not doing. Those are our own, you know, problems. Not the society problem, the individual problem. And even sometimes parents have very intense desire to send, oh, my child will go to the best school in the town. Okay, the best slaughterhouse. So I heard, we give example in India about, you know, having homeschools, successful homeschools in US. Austerity. To keep the child away from this material contamination. It's austerity for parents, not for the child. Sometimes parents don't want to, you know, keep the child in devotional atmosphere. They want to send children to materialistic society. So that, I think, best is that all of you come together and work out something. But that's what I've heard. Homeschooling in US is best. And this concept is going to other countries also. It's very unfortunate. What can be done? And these gadgets, you rightly said there's gadget, attachment to gadgets. So many gadgets. And now, you see, anywhere, a two years old child, that child knows how to operate the smartphone. 2 years. I've seen that. You would have seen, experienced that. Yeah. Smartphones, gadgets. This is nothing but Maya's attack. Too much bhakti is spreading. ISKCON is expanding. How Maya? This is Maya, nothing. WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, all this one, nothing but Maya. Maya is entering in devotee community. Maya cannot enter directly. I'll enter. Like Srila Prabhupada entered like a needle and came out like elephant. The Maya is entering like small pockets, and then all the devotees are now attached to gadgets. Most of the people. And children, almost every child, whether devotee child, non-devotee, even devotees are getting affected. Not only children, even big, elderly people getting affected with this material contamination. That's Maya. Yes, Mataji, you were saying something?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the class. Actually, both Prabhuji's mother, Arudha Mataji, she actually has a book on the homeschooling Krishna's children. And I'm homeschooling my child, so yes, Prabhuji, it is very much possible.
Perfect. That's what I said. All of you should discuss. You are all community.
Yeah, but where I live, I don't have any other devotees who is homeschooling. So I'm homeschooling by myself, and it is lot to do on mother's part. It is lot of extra work, but then it is better than crying later than, you know, giving your sweat little bit now. So.
Yeah. See, we are talking about Dhruva. You are saying you are alone, but you are there, Prabhuji is there, and your child is there. At least three devotees. Dhruva was sent to forest all alone, in the forest between wild animals. He came successful. So there is an effort, but this effort will take your child back to Godhead, and your child will take you back to Godhead. So it's worth. Effort is worth. How Dhruva took his mother to Vaikuntha. We have given so many lives, na? Like for Brahmachari Prabhupada, you say you have given so many lives to your, you know, wife. Now you just take this order of Brahmachari and then take sannyas and preach and get out of this world. Similarly, for householder devotees, we have served in this material world to many masters. Now let us take some extra effort, make our children complete devotees, and they will take us back. But I'm very, inspired. And I respect from the core of my heart all the devotees householder devotees who are taking, you know, it's a big huge responsibility to, you know, take care of a child. Now, I may be a brahmacharya, I may just say, but I know that because I come from a joint family, 28 members were staying in the family where I'm, you know, being raised up. So I know how much effort it takes nowadays. All glories to all of you who are doing and protecting your consciousness and protecting your children's consciousness. It's amazing. All glories to all of you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for very much inspiring class. So as this topic has raised, I have one question and concern. As actually my kid is going to be three years next month, and now at home we are like very much avoiding using phone. Even my means like we have single phone common in between both of us, but whenever he is going out, means like as in the temple as well or in some programs as well, kids are using phone. So then my son says, Mama, he is using phone. Mama, dekho, usko, uske paas phone hai, he is using it. So how shall I convince him that, and he says that, Mama, aap usko maroge. He says like that he is doing something wrong. Are you going to punish him? So it's like I don't have any it's like idea how to deal with this situation, because he is seeing that gadget in others' hand, and I am like saying my son that we should not use it because this is not for kid. If you will touch it, then it will give you fire, something like that. So I'm just trying to avoid my son to touch it even. So how to deal with this situation?
Yeah. Tough situation. Because if you say, you know, that this is wrong and the other child does, your child will think the other child is wrong. And if somehow he come to know that other child is playing with the phone and he's happy, he will say that my mother is wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, so that is why if devotee, it's like you have decided and you are, you know, fixed up that I won't give phone to my child. So then why don't you spread and preach to others? And all the mothers and fathers, they come to community temple, they should, you know, come with the same mood that let us keep these things away from the children.
But Prabhuji, it is very difficult because, you know, last time we had a lecture and like kids were making very much loud noise. So what happened, they opened the TV and all kids were sitting there and watching TV. So it's very difficult to handle certain situation and tell parents, because they also have their reasoning that we need to listen lectures, so we cannot do that.
Yeah, so there's a solution to it, simple solution. How many parents are sitting in the lecture?
So many.
In that lecture what you're talking about, how many approximately number, how many parents would be there?
Around 30-40 people would be there.
So 40 devotees. No, few Matajis, few Prabhujis, 40 devotees. Now, if even say 30 devotees, can one devotee, either a Prabhu or Mata, sacrifice lecture once and take care of kids, tell them some stories from Mahabharata, Ramayana, play with them? There's someone who will like that. And if there are 30 devotees, turn by turn, if they sacrifice, if there's a weekly lecture, in 30 weeks you will miss only one lecture, which is nothing.
Yeah, anyway, Prabhuji, parents have to miss their lectures.
So I'm saying everyone has to miss their lecture and get disturbed because of kids. If one mother or one father goes and takes care of all the kids, it's such a, I'm telling you, don't think that you are sacrificing lecture. This is such a great service to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because these kids are nothing but ex-devotees. Not ex-devotees, but they were devotees in the previous life and they have taken birth again to complete their bhakti in the devotee family. And Prabhupada was very much concerned about those children who were born to devotees. So all these are future you know, you don't know who will become a future acharya or sannyasi or, you know, great householder following Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's a great service to keep their consciousness right. And it is not sacrificing your lecture. You will earn, in terms of bhakti, much more. Krishna will reward much more. So make a schedule. Even if out of 30, 10 are ready to do that service, once in 2.5 months, that service will come. Take care of kids. Play with them. Design some games. Parikshit Maharaj used to play with deities. That was his... The deities of Radha Krishna was doll. Prabhupada, same. So play with them. They try to play. You know, it's like, what is this Harry Potter? Instead of Harry Potter, you talk about Krishna. Krishna is much more adventurous than Harry Potter. And now we have animated videos also. Someone of you would be very animated nicely. You tell them stories. They'll be so enamored. And they'll remember. Because they are devotees. They have taken birth in devotee family. Means they were devotees in previous lives. So it is very easy for them to connect with the consciousness of devotional. So one of you should say, that's what, you know, many communities do. Like if marathon is there and all the Matajis have to go out, then what to do? Then two Matajis stay back, there are 30, 40 kids, they take care of the kids and all other Matajis go on the street and distribute books. If you think one is not sufficient, then two Matajis can, you know, take care of kids together, play with them, teach them something. You know, you have to play the same games. It's only the name changes. Instead of Harry Potter, you use Krishna. What adventurous Harry Potter, you know, what he's famous. Krishna has done what kind of adventurous. You just tell the story of Putana and all these pastimes, childhood pastimes, they'll be so. So teach them. Play so many games. You can all come out with so many games. Play with them. Someone should sacrifice. Again, sorry, you use this word sacrifice. We are doing service.
Yeah, we are
to
sacrificing
the future. This is not sacrifice. You are doing service to the future leaders of ISKCON. You are serving them now. It's like some sannyasi comes, how you want to serve him? You never know if someone of this child will become a, you know, great leader of ISKCON. So serve them. That's what I can suggest.
And one more thing, Prabhuji, you were mentioning that to my there are so many people in ISKCON, so we can like make a community school as well. So how we can work on that?
Community should come together, brainstorm. You know, like if you are saying 30 parents are coming, and if there are 10 kids, see if they are of similar age and all that, if you can work out. In India, it's easier, but no one is doing. Parents have to give up their idea that if my child will go to this reputed famous school, then his career will be good. Because we are not convinced with the fact. We are devotees, but we are not convinced with the fact that material things are all destined. They are predestined. Your child will become a doctor, a lawyer, or successful, unsuccessful. He will earn money. How much money? His marriage. Everything is predestined. Are we convinced? No. We are not convinced. We are not convinced. If you are convinced, then you will not bother of sending your child to school or not. Even if you don't give him education, and your child has to have a successful career, he will have it. But we are not convinced with that. This is the problem. The problem is not how to do it. The problem is, you know, whether I am ready for it. All of us first should get convinced that materially karma is working. And whatever material success and failure has to come, Prahlad Maharaj says in Bhagavatam, it is all based on karma. You cannot do that. You cannot change. What you can only do is work on their spiritual career. Materially things will be taken care of. There are so many gurus in ISKCON. You know, some of them hardly, you know, completed their education of schooling. What to talk about college? But they're big gurus. Because they invested in spiritually. They were teenagers, they got connected to Prabhupada, left everything. there are sometimes the misconception, oh Prabhuji, if I become Brahmachari after few years, if I could not sustain and I want to marry, what about my career? I know one of my friend, he was a Brahmachari for 2 years and he had a big job, software engineer. He left, he joined. After 2 years, he thought, oh, now I should get married. He took the training, now I want to get married. He took a small job, then a little bigger. Today he's sitting in America and having a big, huge job. Heavy pay package. It's all materially fixed. So material things are fixed. If you are convinced that, then you will not bother with the whether which school child is going. Sometimes parents, they send their children to a distant school because it's a good school, 20 miles away. And near your home, just 2 minutes walking distance, there's a school, but you don't want to send. But career is fixed, Mataji. You should understand that. Material career is fixed. You cannot do anything, whatever you want, you cannot do anything. Even if you try hard, you cannot change the material career, that is fixed. And so many of these instructions are given in Ramayana, Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Prakrate kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasya ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. This is the exact sloka Krishna is talking. It is Prakriti who is doing.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Nice information. I have one question, Prabhu. Which is, should we read Bhagavatam with kids, not story? Also, in that they should learn our philosophy. From which age is good, Prabhu? Because I know that my daughter also, she goes to school and then it's very difficult. The whatever try, I mean, it's not affected by the situation of the school. And also, I heard Sankarsan Das Adhikari Prabhu's lecture once he was telling Prabhuji Maharaj was telling from one devotee she used to read Srimad Bhagavatam every day before going to a school, and that kids he went to public school, but he before going to school he used to read Srimad Bhagavatam every day, and then that's how his consciousness can be saved. That's why I was reading Bhagavatam every day with my daughter, but I was a little bit worried. Maybe we should more Krishna consciousness. If we give, maybe they feel bored. Or I don't know how much we should give them Krishna consciousness, Prabhu.
Mataji, you are a mother?
Prabhu, yes.
Yes. So, your child sometimes cries. Other people may not understand why the child cries. But mother exactly understands whether the child is crying for mother or child is just crying. Sometimes they just have crocodile tears. Even small kids of few months, they just want attention. They are not hungry. They want attention. Someone comes play with them, they are happy. It may not be mother. Someone else may also come take care. So mothers know what to give. You are a devotee, you are a mother. I would not recommend it getting into some formula, some technique. Oh Prabhuji, this much formula is applied, this much. No, we are not, some mechanical thing. It's not a mechanical. You have affection, you have love, you have affection for your child. You are a devotee. You want, you are the best well-wisher of your child. You want to give him Krishna Prem. Just give whatever inspires you. You don't have to ask anyone. You don't have to ask anyone, what shall I feed my child? Now my child is 1 year old, he is hungry, what shall I feed? You know what to feed. Who more than mother will know about best about the child? We are getting too much into, it's like, chanting. Probably how to chant, which side to sit, whether to chant loudly, softly, what should be the speed. Prabhupada just said, chant and hear. That's all. Everything else Krishna will take care of. Prabhupada told his disciples, go to Europe, go to America. He was in America. Go to Canada, go to South America, go to Africa, go to Australia, go to Russia. Prabhupada, what to do? Go ahead. Chant your rounds, Paramatma will tell you what to do. who is the best well-wisher for the child after Krishna? His mother. Why mother has to ask? How much to give, how much? You don't see that, oh, that mother is giving this much, so I should give also. No, every mother is different, every devotee is different, every child is different. You will understand what your child is able to digest and what he is not able to digest. We are deeply personal, Mataji. We are not impersonalist.
Yes, Prabhu, that's why see, my daughter, before she goes every day, she chant her round, and then because nowadays she is going very early, and other before she used to read Bhagavatam also, and before going to school, and I was always feeling, because if she has some consciousness about Krishna early morning, that kind of consciousness, whatever she learned in school, that will not affect that much. And when we read evening Krishna book, and that will also preserve her.
Protect her. How old she is?
She is 13, Prabhu.
13, so mother is the best friend. She is a teenager.
My concern is devotee were telling, because if we push more in Krishna consciousness, they may feel bored and they will looking something like that. And I was always scared, maybe.
Because we have never understood what is Krishna consciousness, unfortunately. Krishna consciousness is not just, you know, Bhagavad Gita. Krishna consciousness is not just chanting. Krishna consciousness is not just waking up early in the morning and sleeping properly in the time. That's for brahmacharis. That's for the different category of people. Even brahmacharis, sannyasis, they need some emotions. We are souls, and soul has some requirement of emotions. We need friendship. Krishna consciousness is not about these things. Krishna consciousness is a culture. 5,000 years back, Uttara didn't ask anyone. Did she went to some website to check how much Krishna consciousness I should give to my child Parikshit? No, there was no website, no internet. You have to give entire culture of Krishna consciousness. Read Bhagavatam. What is Yashoda doing with Krishna? So a little bit Bhagavad Gita, a little bit Bhagavatam. You give culture, you give that warmth and affection also motherly. And you will realize how much is pushing. You just, you know, give little bit and see how the child is reciprocating. Give lot of warmth and affection, but not material, spiritual. And become friend of. This is the age, 13 to 18, 19, this is a very, very tender age for the children, whether girl or a boy. Become their friend. Sometimes they may, it will appear that they go down in their bhakti. No problem. Just be with their friend. Give the entire culture of Krishna consciousness. Everything. It's not only the shloka, the Bhagavad Gita. So what is required? Sometimes, you know, like if I'm in ashram and there's another brahmachari in my room and he is feeling sick. He has a fever, 103 degree. What shall I tell him? Prabhu, dehino asminyata dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehantar prapta dhira satra namoyati. Matrasparshastu kantya sukha dukha shitoshna sukha dukha dagama apayina tam titikshvasa bharata. Shall I tell him? Is that what Krishna consciousness means? It's a very, very wrong understanding of Krishna consciousness. He does not want that. He knows. So shall I just put Prabhupada tape and go to Mangalarti? He does not want chanting. Chanting will protect shloka. That is okay. But what he wants is medicine, which is material, but he needs that. His body is demanding. It's a material body. What he wants is some affection from a roommate, from friends, from other brahmacharis. He's in hospital from 1 week. So whether a sannyasi or a brahmachari, they are not hard-hearted. You know, they are admitted in hospital, no one comes to see them. They are like, we are not, again, followers of Mayavad school. Neti, neti. See, a child may require some time, something, another time, other things. So there is no formula. and don't compare, don't compete with other mothers. Every one of us are individual. You are individual. I may have 10 devotees whom I am cultivating. Another brahmachari may have 10 devotees whom he is cultivating. Both of us have a different style of cultivating. So you have a different style of cultivating, but you are well-wisher. So leaving your style of cultivation aside and you try to imitate other mothers, you will not be able to give the best to your child because you will be confused always how you are, what to give, what not to give, how much to give. Just make friendship with your child. She's 13-year-old. Let her chant, inspire her to chant. Talk about Krishna conscious stories. Understand the full culture of Krishna consciousness. It's not just philosophy. Krishna consciousness is not just a philosophy. That's why many kids they're pushing. Because you are competing. Don't tell your child, see that Mataji's daughter, she's chanting 13 rounds. She's 13-year-old. You are 13-year-old and you are only chanting 12 rounds. This is a materialistic tendency we have. We are coming with the baggage of comparing. Your child may have completed 70% bhakti in the previous life. Other child would have completed 90% of the bhakti. How can you compare? Like we should not compare ourselves with other devotees. We should not compare children. But this tendency has to come. My children has to be topmost. He has to be supreme. Again, same false ego. And if my daughter is chanting only 12 rounds and another Mataji's daughter is chanting 13 rounds every day, and there's an announcement and there's a community meeting and the award is given, and that child got award, then we become envious. Same thing percolating. Why we should compare? We can discuss and inspire other mothers and take inspiration from other mothers and or other parents to see how can I help my child. But don't get, it's a very subtle, very thin line. I'm sorry to speak a little strong, but it's a very subtle, it's a nuance. It's a very subtle difference of taking inspiration from someone else and getting into competitive, comparing mentality, which will eventually destroy everything. And that is where your child. Just let it go natural. Krishna goes a natural process. See Suniti, she told Dhruva, go to forest, Vishnu, you will find her. She didn't say, oh, Uttama is sitting here, you should also be here. She is not having competitive, comparing mentality. Let the other parents, kids, achieve success. It's not. Everyone will go back to God, devotees, children, your bhaktas. But everyone has a different pace, whether material or spiritual. They will go at a different pace. That's more important. I hope I could. If I'm not able to clarify, I'm not confusing.
No, Prabhu, it's very nice. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for valuable information. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, can you please give five minutes to me? Okay. Yes, Prabhu. Dandrat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Sri Guru Dev Ki Jai. First of all, thank you very much for your nectarine class. And Prabhuji, one question. That my two daughters are from childhood when they are 2 years old. From that time they are coming to Sri Radha Gopinath regularly in the temple, in the Gita class, and there is a Gita children's program in our house. They both are in short very sincere in a bhakti, but I'm so scared that I don't want to go abroad. At the age of 15 we came here. So many hormones have changed. So they are not private, they are not coming temple, not because the track is changed, but they have to work Friday, Saturday, Sunday too, and student too.
Prabhuji, they are pick me and drop me temple. So since they are doing Abhishek, doing three to four rounds, hearing Krishna Katha, but Prabhuji, they are not coming in a temple. So I'm so sad that why I came abroad.
So I said,
to come here.
No, it's okay. Whatever you have come abroad, that also is one way Krishna's, you know, our desire, Krishna's sanction, Krishna, whatever has happened has happened. Let us not get into the past and try to understand. See, try to see this age, I told you, this age from 13 to 19, whether a boy or a girl, the disastrous age for them. What is it? Why Krishna has kept himself eternally at the age of 16 and Radharani at 14? This age is something, and it's a very rebellious age. And this age, don't try to push Krishna consciousness, just be friend with them. Because once they cross this age, na, they'll again pick up devotional service nicely. They may go, at least they are, see now, we have to change our perception. At least they are coming to drop your temple. They come to pick you up. They are taking care of deities, doing abhishek. They are chanting their rounds. No problem. At least they are doing. Sitting in such a, you know, country which is completely filled with passion and ignorance, they are doing that much. When you were a teenager, how much you did, many of us, we didn't do. We got connected later. And they are devotees by birth. Not only devotees by birth, they are devotees from previous life. Krishna will not leave them like that. So we should not get worried and again discuss, because these thoughts are again and again in our mind like nightmare. What will happen if they leave Krishna consciousness? Nothing will happen. Do you think Krishna will leave? Putana came and she lifted Krishna. How hard she tried. Muncha, leave me child. Did Krishna leave Putana? Why do you think Krishna will leave your daughter?
But Prabhuji, never... my kids stop to come first. They are doing
what?
Everything in a house. They are not coming now temple.
That is okay. I'm telling you, this age is a rebellious age. Mataji, please try to understand. Krishna has created some psychology in this age. And that's why Krishna is 16-year-old. Krishna is the most rebellious person in one way. Krishna has kept, this age has some factor. Whether a devotee children, non-devotee children, this age do not, you know, they do not listen to anything and anyone. I know I'm that you are worried that, you know, they may go on a wrong track, but I'm saying, why have faith on Krishna? Krishna will not leave them. Krishna has given them birth in devotee's family just to get distracted. Krishna will waste his effort. Krishna took effort to select this soul and give birth in devotee's family. And from 2 years of old, they are chanting, they are doing everything. And now after a few years, Krishna will let go his investment. No. Don't worry. First of all, have complete faith on Krishna. This is the time for a few years. Let her reach cross the age of 19. And even if someone does mistake, we should not try to protect too much. Like your daughter is driving car, she comes to receive you, pick you up, she's driving car, suppose. So when she learned the car, sometimes there may be a little bit, you know, mistake. Every child learns everything with some mistake. So even if something happens, don't worry. They will never go to Maya. They'll always be under Krishna's protection. Little bit up and down may happen. Make friendship with them. They're very nice. They need a lot of emotional support. And this is the age when everyone thinks, you know what they think? We have all gone through this age. Everyone thinks, or no one in the world understands me. Even my mom, even my father, even my mother, they do not understand what I want. And that time they think that my friend understands what I want, and they become more attached to friend because mother is pushing. Oh, in the childhood you used to come to temple, now you're not coming. In the childhood you used to chant, again, what is the problem? Comparing mentality. You are comparing her with herself, with the childhood and now teenage. Why are you comparing? She feels guilty. If you again and again tell your daughter, you know, that you were nicely chanting your round, coming, now you're not coming to temple, you're reduced your chanting. She feels guilty. And when a person feels guilty, the person will go away from the source, which is increasing the guilt. So don't give them guilt feeling. That's not very good. Give them positive feeling.
Yes, Prabhu, the question, the track is not changed, but because she is a medical student, so for that, for the survival of fee, she is working Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, it's okay, she is not coming to temple, she is a devotee still.
But sometimes for festival also, she is not coming, so I feel...
That's okay. I'm telling you again and again, Madhari, don't touch at this age. No problem. She is staying in her house or in hostel?
No, with her only, both daughters.
Yeah, so your house is a temple or not? So your house is already a temple, she is living in temple. It's okay if she is not coming to ISKCON temple. That's okay. Relax.
They are following everything, Prabhuji. They are helping for duty worship, duty dressing, Ekadasi, and they are doing Ekadasi Vrata, doing 3 to 4 rounds.
So then, why are you worried?
They are not coming to temple.
That's okay, Mataji, I'm saying. It's okay. When I was 15-year-old, I don't know what I was doing. I came to Krishna consciousness only when I was 24 years of age. Such late. 24 years of age I came to Krishna consciousness. So they are doing bhakti. Bhakti does not only mean going to temple chanting the round. And it is the formative years. It is their years which I am telling you again and again. Just don't talk about that. If they are not coming, you inspire sometimes. And sometimes just leave them. It's okay. It's not that they have started hating Krishna or temple, they have developed some negative feeling towards ISKCON. No. It's how it works at this age. Not your fault, not their fault, not anyone's fault. This time will pass away, they'll again pick up very nicely. You never know, they may become leaders of some community and temple in future. So much you have invested in them. Your investment will not go waste. I think we should stop because I'm also getting some calls. I have services already.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And thank you so much for mentioning about the gurus in ISKCON. You know, I just want to mention now that our conference we don't do like one guru or two gurus. We have so many gurus, disciples. And recently we did can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
We did retreat, Bhakti Vikas Maharaj's retreat, and we were talking to Maharaj and we like counted, there were like more than 12 guru disciples attended the retreat. So that's really
nice. Very nice.
Same thing is here in conference call. There are many gurus, disciples are joining. Our aim is like ISKCON. We are under the shelter of ISKCON and Srila Prabhupada.
Very nice. You're all wonderful, exemplary devotees.
I want to tell that for the kids, we also have the kids program in the same conference number, but in the evening.
Yeah, I see that notification. Kids, yes. Chanting. Very nice.
Yes. Kids, they chant, they read Krishna book and they have read the shloka from Bhagavad Gita.
Very nice.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Let's pay our obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Vanchakalpatutu Jeshya Krupa Sindhu.
Satitanam Pavanam Yo Vaishnava.